Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us now on the line, we have Sharice Ziffert, who leads the communications department at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Sharice, good afternoon to you, and thanks for joining us. Great to have you on board the Afternoon Overdrive.
Thanks so much for having me, Michael.
No, great to have you, and thanks for taking the time, Sharice, just to share with us what transpired last week. So there was supposed to have been this interview on Metro FM with Milet Ben-Haim, who's a survivor of that horrific Nova Festival massacre. That was cancelled following pressure from certain quarters. From the Department of South African Jewish Board of Deputies' point of view, what did the board encounter regarding the cancellation? What did you find out from all of this?
So, Mike, I just heard the last few minutes of Anton's interview, and I think it's so relevant to what we're discussing now.
Sharice, you just broke up there. I didn't quite catch what you said.
So it's not a very clear line, but I just caught the last few minutes of Anton's talk.
Yes.
And he was talking about free speech, tolerance, and cancel culture.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. We are having issues with the clarity of this line. We are going to try and redial and try and get you back on the line. If you've just joined us, welcome to the Afternoon Overdrive. If you've just joined us, I'm chatting to Sharice Ziffert, who leads the communications department at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. I believe we've got Sharice back on the line now. Sharice, are you there?
Hi, Michael. Is this a bit
Yes. That's much better. And I recognize the Sharice. I know. Sharice, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Okay, so let's just recap. There was supposed to have been an interview last week on Metro FM, which involved Milet Ben-Haim, who's a survivor of the harrowing of that horrific Nova Festival massacre. This was now cancelled because of opinions flying left, right, and center. So what did you and the board encounter regarding the cancellation? What did you find out? What did you establish?
So let me just take it a step back. I was just saying that I heard the last few minutes of your interview with Anton Harper.
Okay, right.
Where he spoke about free speech, tolerance, and cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everything I heard him say fits perfectly into what happened with Metro FM. As you mentioned, this was a horrific massacre that happened at Nova Festival, probably one of the worst in Israeli history. And we had two young women, Milet Ben-Haim and Mazal Tsargo, come out to talk and tell their story. This isn't a political story per se. This is a human story.
Mm-hmm.
This is about empathy. This is about exactly what happened from eyewitnesses. And it's hard for them to talk about it, especially so close to it happening. So we were very excited to bring them out, and they were in a lot of media. So our aim was really to let their story be told, and Metro FM agreed to have them. What happened then, Michael, is that Metro FM put an Instagram advert out with Milet saying that she's going to be on air. And an artist by the name of Mabato Moncho, then, who was also expected to talk a little bit later about Human Rights Day, cancelled her interview following a lot of social pressure on Metro. So basically, people started attacking Metro and saying, how can you have a Zionist? And, oh my gosh, you even used an Israeli flag. How dare you? Blah, 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 blah. And sadly, from what we can see, Metro FM just succumbed to that bullet.
Okay, so
really, really sad.
Yeah, crazy. So what is the SABC? What has been their response? The top management, right?
So they issued a statement to say that they were going to do an interview as to why it was cancelled, okay? And to delve further into the matter.
Okay.
Having done that after, obviously, the interview was cancelled and the social media post removed, okay?
Right.
So we too have issued a statement, and we feel very strongly that the SABC has failed its citizens, and it has imposed a self-censorship to shut down a personal testimony of a victim's story.
Indeed.
And I think we're saying that this is absolutely, it's so problematic for media specifically to be influenced by public opinion. and to capitulate so quickly due to a backlash.
So
and
this
for us, it just shows weakness and professionalism and lack of integrity.
I'm sorry, Charisse, to have to come in on you, to interrupt you in such a way, but now this interview about the cancer, so I take it now they're going to have you and the Jewish Board of Deputies on board. Are they going to form a forum, a live forum, to discuss with everyone what exactly transpired here? How are they going to conduct this interview?
So they're not offering that. The SABC are not kind of appeasing us. They're not saying, well, we'll conduct an interview and see why this was cancelled. They're not saying that, you know, okay, well, let's definitely have the Jewish board and, you know, let's get our survivor, our nervous survivor back on. That's not what they're saying at all. They're saying, we are open definitely to two sides. But, you know, we'll get back to you kind of thing.
Oh, okay. We'll get back to you kind of thing.
Sure, we're doing an investigation. We'll have to wait for the investigation.
Okay. All right. So, So that's where it's at the moment. No further liaison with the SABC in the meantime. No other proactivity going on regarding the issue.
So we are waiting, like the rest of the country, I guess. We are waiting to hear what the SABC have to find.
Indeed, we await with bated breath. This is absurd. But anyway, Charisse, we will certainly be keeping an eye on the story. I hope to get you back on board just to unpack exactly what will eventually transpire. But Charisse, thanks so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Just to give us some background as to what exactly happened here, Charisse Livert leads the communications department at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.